Would you pray with me? Holy God, we thank you for your word. Your word that touches us where we need to be touched. Your word that challenges us where we need to be challenged. Your word that comforts where we need to be comforted. Help us to hear your truth for us as individuals in what we have heard. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. A magician was working a cruise ship in the Caribbean. Now, the audience was different each week. So he felt free to do the same tricks over and over again. There was only one problem. The captain's parrot saw the shows each week and began parroting the magician's secrets. In the middle of the show, he would blurt out, "Look, it's not the same hat. Look, he's hiding the flowers under the table. Hey, why are all the cards the ace of spades?" Now, the magician was furious, but he couldn't do anything. After all, it was the captain's parrot. And one stormy day, the ship sank. The magician found himself adrift on a piece of wood in the middle of the ocean. And of course, the parrot was adrift on this same piece of wood with him. And they stared at each other with hate. For 3 days they stared at each other. And the parrot finally said, "Okay, I give up. Where the heck is the boat?" The parrot is the caricature of a cynic. It thinks it knows the truth of what is happening until something different happens, and then it's thrown into turmoil. In our passage today from John, we hear of Philip and Nathanael. Nathanael is the parrot in the story. He is the cynic, which kind of becomes obvious when he makes the statement concerning Nazareth. "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip says, "Come and see." Which is why this scripture is often used to talk about evangelism, and it's very good for that. However, I want to focus on something different today. I want to focus on Jesus and Nathanael and their interaction with each other. Because what we find is a wonderful interplay between the optimist and the cynic. Now, I must admit, I'm amazed that after preaching on the Bible for 31 years, I still come across new things. New understandings of what the stories mean and what God is saying through them. Now, the first thing is not really new to me, but we need to understand something about Jesus. First of all, Jesus is from the backwater town of Nazareth. There was a reason Philip said what he said about Nazareth. Nazareth was one of those places that no one who was anyone had ever come from. Nazareth was the other side of the tracks, as we might have said at one time. I don't know that too many people say that anymore. Yet it says something about Jesus and where he came from. Peter Wirtz, a pastoral therapist, writer, and conflict mediator, writes in his blog, Leaving the Shadows, this concerning this passage. "Despite the setbacks of being from there," Nazareth, "the Nazarene Jesus had insight and intuition that the best family geography and education cannot give. He knew people, their nature, their motivation, and their desires." We might say today that Jesus was street smart. He could see through the mask that people put on and who they really were. On the other hand, this is where the new thing comes in for me. Jesus saw Nathanael sitting under a fig tree. Now, that can be taken real or figuratively. In the Hebrew scriptures, there are are times that sitting under a fig tree is synonymous with contentment, with home, with contemplation. And prophets also use this sitting under a fig tree as a figure of speech to evoke feelings of, yeah, but there's something, there's got to be something more. Yeah, I've kind of arrived, but nah, I don't know. Perhaps this is what Jesus saw in Nathanael, a person who was feeling very comfortable in his life, but also maybe kind of wondering, is there something I'm missing? Is there something more? I would figure that it would figure that Jesus and Nathanael would not have much in common to talk about. A man from the other side of the tracks and one who is feeling at ease enough to sit under a fig tree. And yet, they did. Because Jesus saw something in Nathanael. And Nathanael was looking. That's why he responded when Philip said, "Come and see." Nathanael was looking. And then, of course, there's that statement about Nazareth, which would again seem to come between the two of them. And I quote Peter Woods. Nathanael wasn't impressed with Jesus and anything good come out of Nazareth. Prejudice and arrogance make us so unteachable. He says, "I came across a lovely definition of a heretic the other day. It defined a heretic as someone who was unteachable." Nathanael was bordering on heresy. You see, it's when we think we know everything about something that we become unteachable. There's nothing new. We fight cynicism in ourselves by reminding ourselves that we don't know everything. We fight cynicism in others by inviting them, as Philip did, "Come, see." We live in a day and age when a lot of people have their minds all made up about this and that and the other thing and everything else. And they don't want to be confused with the facts or new ideas. They're not open to new possibilities and thus are unteachable. And nowhere is this more true than in matters of faith. When we feel that we know what the Bible is all about, that we have all the answers, the Bible becomes dead to us. It's not the living, breathing document that it's intended to be anymore. I always figured that Jesus had a vision of Nathanael sitting under the fig tree, but the idea that this could have been a figurative expression of fits even better, because it makes sense with what Nathanael then says afterwards in his ascription of faith and praise. "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Philip, by saying, "Come and see," called Nathanael out of his cynicism. And Philip and Jesus both call us to fight cynicism in ourselves and in others. Last Monday was Martin Luther King Day. As I reflected on the background of why we remember Dr. King, I couldn't help but think it was because of his battle against the cynicism of our country at that time. Many white people saw blacks like Nathanael saw anyone from Nazareth. They did not believe anything good could come from people who were from Africa, who had dark skin, except to work the fields and follow their rules. And in that sense, they were unteachable. They had it all figured out, and they weren't changing their minds. On the other hand, it would be easy to think that given the circumstances, Dr. King would have been a cynic in thinking that the prevailing attitude could ever change. But he was not a cynic. His faith told him that things could be changed. New understandings could transform American society. He fought white cynicism by calling whites to believe things and to believe that they could be better. Not by denouncing them, but really saying, "You can be better." By by calling us to live our better natures. That's why it was so important for him to do it with nonviolence. Had Dr. King been a cynic, he said, nothing's going to change. Not only would the civil rights of blacks have taken a lot longer, but it definitely would have been a lot more violent. He fought the cynicism of his day, and we have to fight the cynicism of our day. Jesus fought it in his day and calls us to the same frame of mind. He fought it when he stood with tax collectors, the adulterers, the poor, and the Jewish hierarchy of that time did not believe those people could be changed or could be helped or should be helped. They were unteachable. But Jesus, trusting God and his love for humanity, transformed us. He tried to work with the priests and Pharisees, but their minds were made up. They were parrots, the people of that time. I don't want you to think I feel that way about Judaism now. They called Jesus a heretic, but they were the heretics. They were the unteachable ones. The fig tree was a place of contentment, a place of, I've made it, I understand it. And Jesus called Nathanael away from there, to come out from under the fig tree. We are not called to be parrots. Rather, we are called to have hope and to believe that there is something more, that there's always something more. After all, isn't that what the vision of the kingdom of heaven, isn't that what that's all about? Something better, something more. Amen.